ESPN 1000 presents The Fantasy Football Show with Jeff Meller. Hard-hitting fantasy info to help you land that dub this weekend. Jeff Meller shares the latest news, injury updates, and tips to help you set your lineup. The Fantasy Football Show, presented by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey and brought to you in part by ETI School of Skilled Trades. Your football Sunday starts now with Jeff Meller on ESPN Chicago.
It does indeed. Welcome to week 15 of the NFL season. And of course, probably more importantly, the fantasy football playoffs. That's right. It is fantasy football playoffs time for a good majority of folks out there playing fantasy football. Just want to say thanks again for listening to the Fantasy Football Show all season long. Do appreciate the patronage from all the loyal listeners out there. And if you're new to the show, welcome on in. This is what we do every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. right here on ESPN 1000 as we get your football Sunday set before we delve deep into our Bears coverage starting at 8 a.m. with Chris Bleck, Adam Abdallah, moving right into our pregame show with Sylvie, Deion Miller, Lance Briggs. We'll have the call of the Bears and Browns at noon with Jeff Joniak, Tom Thayer, Jason McKee on the sidelines. Jeff Joniak, Peggy Kaczynski coming your way at the postgame show once the game wraps. And then 2 hours after that, I will be back along with Jason McKee and Pat the Designer for the post-postgame show. We've been doing it all season long right here on ESPN 1000, and we will continue to do that right through the conclusion of the NFL season. Maybe, just maybe, we can do this, the Bears coverage that is, for an extra week if things continue to go well. But before we get there, let's not get ahead of ourselves. This is the Fantasy Football Show. I am Jeff Meller. You can hit me up on X at Jeff_Meller. That's M-E-L-L-E-R. But more importantly, the phone number, 312-332-3776. That is how you jump on in and ask me a question. We can talk about your fantasy football dilemma this week. And before we go there, though, I will go through all the key injury news and notes to get you abreast on what you need to be aware of in a very important week 15. The Fantasy Football Show, as always, presented by the fine, good folks over at Tullamore Dew. And, of course, ETI School of Skilled Trade. All right, let us get after it, Charlie. All right, so this is the portion where I run through all the key injury news that you need to be aware of. Let's get things underway.
Wilson in motion, back to throw, looking downfield. A great catch by Hill. Breaks a tackle, touchdown Miami Dolphins.
All right, so this is clearly the big one. Tyreek Hill, it's playoff time. You want to use him. He's dealing with that ankle injury that most people saw him suffer on Monday Night Football against the Tennessee Titans. And I am not very optimistic. I know the Dolphins are going to let him play if he can do it. It's clearly going to be a game time decision. At least they have the noon game. But clearly this is problematic. I don't know if he's going to be active and then a huge decoy. If you saw him on Monday night, gut through it. It was a very noble pursuit by him. However, for fantasy purposes, he didn't have much left on that ankle, so I am concerned. He's been a non-participant in practice all week, so clearly this is something that's problematic. Not loving our options here, but there's also some other issues in that very same game.
They give it to Achane. Achane with great speed down the sideline. Nobody's going to catch him. Touchdown, Miami!
All right, so Devon Achane, again, similar situation. He's going to be a game time call, and he has been very limited throughout the practice week. Again, I don't know. At least Hill, I can make the argument that if you got to the playoffs with Tyreek Hill, chances are it has been largely on his shoulders. Devon Achane has been like a comet. He's been, you know, he's had moments where he's been shining bright through the sky during the season. Few moments here and there, but it hasn't been often enough, I think, to really trust him. So unless your alternative options are not very enticing, I think I am going to hold off on using Achan in most situations, unless, again, it's the most dire options aside from him.
Nico wide left. Stroud takes the gift. Throws to Nico on the slant. Nico into the end zone. Touchdown, Houston. C.J. Stroud to Nico Collins for six, and the Texans take the lead on Tampa Bay.
All right, so double whammy here. We've got C.J. Stroud, who we already know is out with the concussion. And, of course, you heard the Nico Collins touchdown there in the highlight. He is not expected to go today per Adam Schefter. Not sure how great I would feel about using Nico Collins anyway if he was without C.J. Stroud. Not sure anybody feels confident in what the Texans are throwing out there when Case Keenum will be under center. Now, Case Keenum certainly has had some success in his career, at least for brief moments. I guess it was one season in Minnesota. And he's been a confident backup quarterback at times. So maybe that opens up an option to use Noah Brown, who, you know, without Tank Dell, without Nico Collins, should be the Texans' top receiving option. They've got old man Robert Woods as well as an option. Again, I don't really feel great about using any of those players. Noah Brown has been the most targeted wide receiver for the Texans the last couple weeks, and yet has not come down with any of those targets. So again, I don't feel good about any of these. Well, we know Stroud's out. Don't expect Nico Collins to play, and I don't feel good about using Noah Brown with Case Keenum. So I guess pretty much bench all those Texans options.
Bears bring some pressure. Carr throws to the end zone, and that is a touchdown for Chris Olave. Olave, yes!
All right, so Ian Rappaport gives us the probably the most information on this one. Rep said that Chris Olave is considered a game-time decision, but according to his source, there's not a lot of optimism that Olave can go. He may work out pregame. So all this is pointing to a situation where I'm not really expecting to have Chris Olave. And even if he is active, always concerns me. Again, playoff time. I think you have to ask yourself this question. Can you live with yourself if Olave is in your lineup and he's not very productive? Again, it's really going to come down to which options you have to turn to instead. Olave's clearly been an awesome player when he's been active, but this one's a little bit concerning, and I never like to hear doubt among the NFL insiders prior to the game time. It always makes me wonder, even if they are active, should we really be using them in our fantasy football lineups?
Taylor takes the snap, fires it into the end zone for Waller. Touchdown, Giants!
All right, so old friend Darren Waller, who was probably drafted pretty highly in most fantasy football leagues, depending on how at what point in the summer you drafted. If it was late into the preseason, especially that first week, Darren Waller was shooting up draft boards. He has certainly been a bust for fantasy purposes this season, but I play the highlight because I want you to be aware that he is returning from injured reserve. So he may have been buried on some waiver wires because kind of out of sight, out of mind situation here. So if Darren Waller is out there, I definitely think you should snag him and have him on your bench in case you want to turn to him next week. And again, depending on your tight end options, he actually may be your best play in a PPR format with his return this week for the New York Giants.
Single back offense, Love under center, first and goal. Gift Jones picks his way, left side, into the end zone, touchdown!
All right, so Aaron Jones expected to play today. How are we going about that? Listen, I've got Aaron Jones on multiple teams. That first week, oh so long ago, against the Bears was fantastic. Couple of touchdowns, over 100 yards from scrimmage. It was awesome. You know, I don't know, though. This is part of playing fantasy football. You have to understand that is really not the same player, or at least I don't think we can expect him to be that guy, even though he's returning. He suffered a hamstring injury earlier in the year. Now he's dealing with the PCL injury in his knee. There's just too many reasons not to trust Aaron Jones at this point again. I will be late to this party. I'll wait until he shows us that he's actually back and productive. And I think it's going to have to be a spot where he really shows, you know, something that shows you he's closer to the guy we saw in that opening week, as opposed to an aging running back who's just been littered with injuries. It may be a little bit, or at least somewhat enticing, because A.J. Dillon is also dealing with his own issues on the injury report. However, he practiced this week, so you know, I don't think that's going to give you a path to any type of full workload for Aaron Jones. So I'm sure they'll try and get him involved, especially with without Christian Watson today. They're going to need an explosive player, but again, I don't want to get burned by Aaron Jones yet again this year. I am holding off using him until we see him be productive for at least 1 week.
Younghoe Koo from 51. The kick. It's up. It's out. It's through.
Younghoe Koo. How about that? Week 15, and we've got a kicker highlight sneaking in to the first segment here on the Fantasy Football Show. So I think it's important to note he was added as a late add to the injury report with an illness for Younghoe Koo. So just make sure if Koo is your kicker that you check on his status pregame. Make sure that he's active at 10:30 today when the Falcons take on the Panthers. Again, it's a noon kick, so you can know for sure that Koo is starting and will be active. But just, again, make sure you confirm it this morning before you go ahead and set it and forget it on Younghoe Koo.
Awaiting the snap, Justin Fields moving off the left side. Free play for Justin. Worked it down the left side. He's got DJ Moore at the five. Loping into the end zone for the touchdown. Touchdown Bears, and they're back in front.
Oh, it sounds so good to hear Jeff Joniak call a DJ Moore touchdown. It's been fantastic all season long here on ESPN Chicago. And you'll hopefully hear that today, as DJ Moore is expected to be active per Adam Schefter. So that is great news for DJ Moore fantasy owners out there. I'm going to go ahead and use him and get as well against the Browns today, as the Bears take on the Cleveland Browns right here on ESPN 1000.
He gets the snap. Watson looking down the left side. He's got a wide open throw.
All right, so that one is a little bit difficult to hear, but Jerome Ford was removed from the injury reports. He was dealing with a wrist injury. He's been also dealing with an ankle injury, but he should be ready to go and ready to roll for the Browns. So if you need a flex option, I think Jerome Ford is somebody you could probably consider using. He'll be active against the Bears today.
Pacheco, the running back, short side to right side. Ball snapped on the near hash. They throw it to Pacheco. Gets a block at the 10. 5. Pops into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. And the Chiefs have blown it open.
All right, so this one was a little interesting when we heard that Isaiah Pacheco underwent shoulder surgery this week. And what I find interesting is that Chiefs were so quick talk about the fact that he should be back next week. I'm not sure if I'm completely buying that, so just consider this your warning. My antenna is up. If you're somebody who was hoping to have Pacheco back this week, that's certainly not the case. But if I would say, let's slow our roll on the optimism, the injury optimism about him being back next week, especially when he just underwent shoulder surgery this week. Wouldn't be shocked at all if it's actually 2 or 3 more weeks for Pacheco, but we'll see. They didn't put him on injured reserve, so certainly the Chiefs are hopeful that he'll be back, but just this is my warning. I'm not so sure. We'll see.
Handoff right off the side, gets to the 5, sprints to the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! A 9-yard scamper by B-Rob.
B-Rob is out this week with that hamstring injury, even though the Commanders are coming in back off the bye this week, taking on the Los Angeles Rams. B-Rob will not be back. B-Rob, of course, being Brian Robinson Jr. So get him out of your lineups. This could open up a pretty nice workload for Antonio Gibson. I snagged him in a couple of leagues, and in flex spots, I'm actually going to go ahead and use Antonio Gibson. I know Chris Rodriguez is possibly in the mix. Now, I'm not using Chris Rodriguez, but in PPR formats, especially where I like Antonio Gibson's pass-catching ability, the chance that there could be some big volume for him today, I like it. I'm using Antonio Gibson in a couple of leagues in the flex spot.
Handoff fake. Back foot throw. Long launch. Wide open. End zone. Touchdown. Brandon Cooks.
All right. So Brandon Cooks here for the Cowboys. They've been rolling as of late. Brandon Cooks is expected to go today. So good news there. And he's been pretty darn productive over the last, let's call it, 6 weeks. So I think in most cases at this point, you want a piece of this Cowboys offensive juggernaut that is the Dallas Cowboys. So taking on the Bills in Buffalo today, will weather could be a little bit of an issue for the Cowboys offense, but nevertheless, they've been so good. I think you want to start all your Cowboys options today against the Buffalo Bills, even though I do expect the Bills to get this one. I think they need it just a little more than the Cowboys, with the Cowboys getting that huge win last week against their division rival, the Eagles. So I like the Bills in this game, but that doesn't mean I don't think the Cowboys will score some points. I just think Josh Allen gets the better of the Cowboys when all is said and done today. But back to what we originally started, and that is Brandon Cooks. You can go ahead and use him safely today.
Smith to throw, has a clean pocket, throws it, it's caught by DK Metcalf on the run at midfield, showing the speed to the 30, Metcalf inside the 20, striding to the 10, and he's gone!
All right, so you heard DK Metcalf, but we played the highlight for Geno Smith, who's still dealing with that groin injury. He is listed as questionable. Again, that's the Monday Night Football game as the Seahawks host the Philadelphia Eagles at Lumen Field, so honestly, I am not waiting on Geno Smith. I don't want to turn to Drew Lock in a pinch if I have to, so hopefully that is not your case. Questionable, dealing with a groin injury, there's really no reason, in my opinion, to wait on Geno Smith, because he hasn't been the same guy that he was last year. So maybe if you're in a super flex, again, just make sure that you have an alternative to go if Geno can't in that super flex league. In all standards, though, I am not playing Geno Smith in the playoffs, not waiting on him. All right, there it is. There are all the key injuries that you need to be aware of. I am Jeff Meller. Again, this is the Fantasy Football Show, here every Sunday on ESPN 1000. Taking your calls, 312-332-3776. Up next, we turn to you guys, and we will also recap some of the big deficits, or maybe big leads, that some of the players out there have. We'll talk about it next.
You're listening to The Fantasy Football Show with Jeff Meller. Jeff Meller. Presented by Tullamore Dew on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Welcome back. The Fantasy Football Show here on ESPN 1000 every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Talking fantasy football with you. I am Jeff Meller. Again, you can hit me up on Twitter at Jeff_Meller. That's M-E-L-L-E-R. Or, of course, my preferred way of talking to the folks out there, it's via the phone, 312-332-3776. That is how you jump on in, and we will answer your fantasy football questions as Sean Graney and Charlie Bevins back at the shop handle your calls and get you up on the screener for me, and we'll talk some fantasy football until 8 o'clock when Bleck and Abdallah take over and get you rolling for your Bears and Browns pregame coverage and your Bears coverage, again, which is going on all day here on your home of the Bears, ESPN Chicago. If you want, you still have time. You can throw on the, if you're at home, just listening on the ESPN Chicago app, and you have the television available, you can go ahead and flip on the NFL Network right now, and you can, if you're a Jared Goff owner, you can relive the glory from last night and catch his fifth touchdown, which is still yet to come here on the in the Lions-Broncos game and the replay on NFL Network. So, boy, this is always an interesting point in the NFL season, which in conjunction with your fantasy football season makes things odd, because now we've had, of course, four games played with the three Saturday affairs, and the Lions, of course, just went crazy, at least in terms of offensive production. Jared Goff had the five touchdowns, 278 yards. Three of those passing touchdowns went to Sam Laporta. Amon-Ra St. Brown goes over 100 yards and has a touchdown. Jahmyr Gibbs, 100 yards and a touchdown. So clearly, Gibbs had a rushing touchdown. He had two total touchdowns. So all in all, you've got some pretty big fantasy days from a lot of Lions out there. Of course, the Chargers debacle against the Raiders on Thursday night also led to some big numbers for a lot of Raiders players, Adams, Jacoby Myers, and God help you if you started the Chargers defense, you could be in a huge, huge hole. So that's something worth noting and taking, at least be aware of as you're setting your lineup. This is a little bit different than your normal weeks, right? You may need to either play it conservatively and protect your lead. So you might want to, we might be erring towards players who are a little bit safer if you've got some of these big producers in these early games. Or conversely, if you're in a huge hole, it's worth noting, right? It's you may want to swing for the fences in some situations too. So I think that's just, you know, take it when we're talking some of these players, let's be aware of who has big day potential and who's a little bit safer. All right, to the phones we go. Let's kick things off today here on the Fantasy Football Show with Dan, who is in Arlington Heights. Good morning, Dan. Welcome to the Fantasy Football Playoffs.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure, man.
All right, so I've got a little bit of a debacle for a running back spot and a flex spot. So I could go Jerome Ford, Aaron Jones, Keaton Mitchell, or Clyde Edwards-Helaire, or Lockett is kind of who I have in that flex spot right now. And then with the Olave news, I'm also thinking Taysom Hill. So it's a flex and a running back spot at PPR.
All right, so have you already made the decision on Hill over Olave? I think.
No.
Okay. You're going to use Olave if he's active, is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't have, if Olave's out, I want to maybe consider throwing Hill in that flex spot. He'll get more work, right?
You know, it's probable. I mean, listen, Hill's back from the injury from last week, so I think he's always a solid play, you know, just because of the goal line, the way they use him near the goal line. He's one of those better bets for touchdown production, especially in his weird, even in the flex spot, you know what I mean? Like, you're not going to find too many guys who are going to get cracks at the goal line. So, yeah, I like that as an alternative. And in terms of your main question, though, Dan, so you had Ford, Lockett, Aaron Jones, and Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Was that everybody?
Yeah. And then right, Lockett, so, yeah, maybe for that flex.
Yeah, I think I would probably lean towards Ford here. He still tends to get, you know, those 12 to 14 touches for the Browns, and if for whatever. And honestly, they're so banged up. I could certainly see a situation where the Browns are trying to make this a run-heavy game where they are trying to make the game move quicker. So I think of those options, I feel safest with Ford. I'm intrigued by Aaron Jones, but we already started the show, talked about how I just can't trust Aaron Jones in the playoffs in a must-win situation, without sight unseen. So I would say I'm going Ford there, Dan.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. You have a good one.
You too, Dan. Good luck, and hopefully you can advance to the next round. Let's try Dave, who is in Elkhorn, Wisconsin. Dave-o, what is going on, my friend?
Good morning, Jeff. Hey, real quick for us fantasy nuts, you will be on Christmas Eve morning.
That is the plan, Dave. I'm on the schedule, so I'm not going to lie. I broke the news to my wife, Michelle, and as I was like, hey, just a heads up, you know, because she's in the holiday festive mood and mode and kind of just thinking, okay, what are our plans? And I was like, hey, just a reminder that Christmas Eve this year is a Sunday, so I will have the post. And then, of course, as you point out, Dave, I'll be here Christmas Eve morning, probably going to do it just like I am today from my house. That doesn't really affect the listeners. You'll be able to hear me on Christmas Eve talking fantasy football. So
I didn't think you'd let your fantasy football family down.
Never.
My question is, just two guys today. Swift has hurt me the last few weeks. Swift or Henry today?
Yeah, I get it.
PPR.
Andre Swift. Yeah, and that's probably the only reason why you're probably even on the fence. I mean, I'm rolling with Derrick Henry at this point. We know it's just, the last 3 weeks, Swift really hasn't been very helpful for fantasy purposes. And, as long as I assume there's no, even if there is a huge deficit, it doesn't matter. I think Derrick Henry has the chance to have a big game more so than Swift. We just know the upside's kind of limited with Hurts. So, I like Henry, Dave.
Thanks, Jeff. Have a good day today and hope you win your games.
Thanks. You too, Dave. And hopefully we are talking on Christmas Eve, and I guess it's going to be New Year's Eve as well. Got to be honest. Don't love the Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve combo falling on Sundays for work here. But that's okay. We'll survive, and we'll have football on our televisions on both those, I guess if we'll call them holidays, Christmas Eve, that is. All right, let's try CJ, who's in Shanahan. Siege, what's up this morning, my friend?
Good morning, Jeff. Can I change my question really quick?
Yeah, no problem.
I'm in a tie one here for running back. Aaron Jones or Keaton Mitchell for half?
I guess Keaton Mitchell, he's kind of, it seems like he's getting 10 touches. That's basically, they don't want to overuse him. That's probably for the best for health purposes, but of course it limits his upside. He's not in when they get inside the five. So we don't love that so much. Ah, man, it's tough. I think I still would go with Mitchell. He's explosive. I can't get away from being concerned about Aaron Jones. And until he shows us he's healthy, even though he's back this week, I don't want to trust him in the playoffs. I just, he's been sluggish too many times returning from the injured list. So I'd go with Keaton Mitchell. I just feel like he's the safer play today, CJ.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. Have a good Christmas next week.
You too, man. Thanks for waking up with us here this morning. Again, every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. during the football season, talking fantasy football with you. Again, 312-332-3776. Got a couple of lines open. I'm sure that's probably because some folks may have been eliminated from their fantasy football playoffs already. Maybe you didn't make it, but I do appreciate all the folks out there who have listened throughout the season. So if you're wondering, hey, I never get through, I don't have time, there are actually three lines open right now. So your chance, 312-332-3776 to jump on in, taking your calls on the Fantasy Football Show.
Is your tight end in or out?
Don't answer that.
Is your backfield in good shape?
Never mind.
Welcome back to ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. It's the Fantasy Football Show with Jeff Meller.
Now, that discussion about the Lions putting up monster numbers, I failed to mention the other two games yesterday, and boy, the Steelers, I think we can officially probably stick a fork in most of their fantasy options. Don't like that offense these days at all. Even if Kenny Pickett rushed back to return, it's hard to trust Warren Harris, Deontay Johnson, George Pickens. I'm out on them. Of course, the Colts suffering two pretty big injuries for fantasy purposes yesterday. Both Zach Moss and Michael Pittman Jr. leave the game yesterday, despite the fact that they were both off to pretty solid starts for fantasy purposes. Pittman in the concussion protocol after that tough hit that he suffered. And of course, Zach Moss with the arm injury did not return. The Colts really didn't need them as they cruised to victory. Interestingly, how about the Colts? Looks like they have a real shot at the AFC South, especially with, as we mentioned, CJ Stroud out for the Texans today. The Colts may actually have a crack at sliding in for a wild card spot in the AFC South there, the AFC Conference, I guess. And then, of course, how about that overtime thriller? The Bengals get themselves a win over the Vikings, which is good for the Bears. Again, I don't know. The Bears are going to have to win out here, but big, big big win for the Bengals. T. Higgins, a couple of touchdowns. Ja'Marr Chase, of course, left that game and was on the sidelines in a hoodie in overtime. So that's certainly not good news. But the Bengals get a win. Vikings do give you Ty Chandler and Jordan Addison with some big production as well. All right. Lines are now full, so keep trying if you want to get in. But 312-332-3776. I am Jeff Meller. Again, you can also hit me up on X at Jeff_Meller, M-E-L-L-E-R. Let's go on out to Ali, who is in Rogers Park. Ali, what's up, man?
What's going on, Jeff? So, you know, I'm already down big because I went up against Sam Laporta, and I had both Ja'Marr Chase and Michael Pittman, oof, who both succumbed to their injuries and were out.
Yes.
So I'm already down. Okay. My question, I have two questions. One is flex. I have DeAndre Swift, Darren Waller, who's coming off IR, Jordan Reed, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, excuse me, or Dante Foreman.
PPR and you need one,
point,
Ali?
Full-point PPR, yeah. Full-point PPR. And then my next question is, I know I've talked about this in the past, but given the fact that I am down and I need to, you know, think not logically, Brock Purdy is going up against an Arizona defense, and sure, Josh Allen is going up against the Dallas Cowboys defense. Obviously, in all starts, I would probably start Allen, but now that has me thinking, like,
yeah, listen, I get it. I just can't, like, Allen, you know what I mean? Like, even, like,
yeah, it's too hard for me to start, start Allen.
Yes, Purdy certainly has the chance, but I think when you, like, Purdy, the way he would go about having a big day, right, he's probably not going to ever go over 400 yards the way the 49ers operate. So he's going to, like, I'm not, like, certainly he could have four touchdowns because of the way that offense rolls. But we know Josh Allen can go for four or five touchdowns pretty easily as well. And I think, like, especially when you're chasing points in this way, Allen, to me, has the biggest upside, right? Like, right, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but, like, in a shootout, you could see Allen going for 400 yards and five touchdowns. It's not, and he could run two of those in, right? So you got to leave Allen in my opinion, especially because you need the points. And then I think of those options that you mentioned for the flex, I like DeAndre Swift. Again, this is a little bit like you said, you know, you're behind by a lot. Swift is the guy who, if things fall right and he breaks one off for a touchdown, right? Like, he could have a game where he has 20 touches. The other guys that you mentioned, I just don't think they have the workload that Swift possibly has. So, yeah, so if for upside, I like Swift here, Ali.
Okay, great.
All right.
Let's go back to pull off a miracle.
All right. Good luck, Ali. Hopefully it will be a early Christmas miracle for you. Let's try Nick, who's on the south side. Nicky, what's up, my man?
Hey, good morning. Bear down.
Bears.
All right. I'm kind of just like Ali, you know. I was up against Laporta.
Yeah.
Adams and Gibbs. So I'm down. You know, and I had Pittman Jr. So I only got 11 points right now. It's a PPR league, full PPR.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So now I'm just stuck. I mean, I know for a fact I got Kyren Williams. That's a lock.
Yep.
Mostert, that's a lock.
Mm-hmm.
Who's my other running back? Because I do running back heavy. Do I play Singletary, Jerome Ford, James Conner? Because I already, you know, crapped the bed. I have Ty Chandler on my damn bench.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right, Nick. So, yeah, I think I fear Sam Laporta is going to be nightmare fuel for a lot of fantasy players out there. I think of your options there, I think James Conner's the play. Singletary's been kind of relegated to, you know, it's definitely a 1-2 punch back in Houston with Pierce now, you know, healthy again. So he's going to be limited. And then Ford, you know, he's not the focal point. James Conner's the one guy who, and I get it, I don't love the matchup, of course, but it's not like the Cardinals haven't had some weird games where they've lost, but James Conner's still been productive. I know it was earlier in the season, but I think James Conner's the one guy of those options who might be able to sneak in for a couple of touchdowns, even in a blowout for the Cardinals. So I think James Conner's the play, Nick.
All right, now tight end, Ferguson or McBride?
I would go with I'd go Ferguson there. I don't want to get too much into the Arizona Cardinals against the Niners. Let's go on out to Richard, who is in Glen Allen. Richard, what's going on, my man?
Hey, morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
I appreciate your knowledge and your help. I'm in a standard league, flex, Jalen Waddle or Keaton Mitchell.
Yeah, tough matchup for the Dolphins against the Jets. But, you know, when they had this matchup on Black Friday, it wasn't terrible offensively for the Dolphins, even though it's the top pass defense in the league. It was a PPR, Richard, or no?
No, standard.
Yeah, all right. Keaton Mitchell's a little more intriguing in that case, but I think I'm betting on Waddle seeing a higher volume without Tyreek Hill being fully effective today, even if, you know, whether or not he plays or not, we don't know. If Hill's out on the field, I'll just say I'm going to be surprised if he's anything close to what he's been this year. So I think a limited Tyreek Hill is going to force Mike McDaniel to try and get Waddle involved heavily. So I'm betting on that. I think Waddle sees a lot of volume today, as the Dolphins have had a week now to at least prepare for the absence of Tyreek Hill. So I'd go with Waddle here, Richard.
Sounds good, Jeff. Thanks again. Right.
Thank you, man. Appreciate the call. Let's go on out to Columbus, Ohio, and say good morning to Carm. Carm, you're on the Fantasy Football Show.
Hey, man. What's up? How's it going?
Yeah, going well.
Good. So my thing is right now I got Mahomes and I got Justin Fields, and I worry about weather. We're actually going to be going to the Cleveland game. I'll be there in the house. But worried about that weather. I just don't know between the two who to pick.
Fields and who?
And Mahomes.
Oh, boy, this is...
Mahomes hasn't been Mahomes.
No, he hasn't.
My initial is I think that Fields has an easier floor to get to than Mahomes does.
Sure. Yeah, listen, I feel you there, and I've lived the Patrick Mahomes experience in the league all year this season, so I completely can sympathize with where you're at this point. It's just, you know, listen, if you want safety, because Mahomes, it seems like his, you know, the monster games haven't been there this year. There was still one. It was early in the season. I don't know. I have a hard time going with with Fields over Mahomes, especially too. It's not, you know, I know the Browns are banged up all over the place, so that's the only thing that's maybe like making me think about Fields, but I would still use Mahomes, Carm. I can't, in a playoff situation, you know, go down with Mahomes on my bench if he, like, and again, you know, part of what factors in, I know the Patriots defense has been solid this year, but honestly, with Bailey Zappe, this could be a situation where the Pats have trouble, you know, moving the ball on the Chiefs defense, and then just Mahomes, there may be too many opportunities for him. I can't bench Mahomes
I feel you, because I feel like he's got the chance. Is this like Mahomes scorched earth because they came off such a bad loss?
Yeah.
And how that all went down. And then just for context, I mean, I'm going up against a team that's got CeeDee Lamb and Debo and Diggs. And luckily last night I had Gibbs and Laporta go off. So
yeah, so you're in it, that, of course. Yeah, it's a tough matchup, Carm, for Fields today. So I'd go with Mahomes.
All right. Well, I'll be in the house, so I'll see it firsthand.
All right. Go Bears. Thanks, Carm. Appreciate
all right, go
it.
Bears.
Let's go on out to Antioch and say good morning to our buddy Phil. Philip, what's up?
How you doing, Jeff? Enjoy the show. You ready for a challenge?
All right, I am.
All right. I gave two names to your screener there, but I think I'm up to five. Sorry, I need two of these guys in a full PPR.
Okay.
A Kane of Miami, who normally I would definitely start because he's a stud, but he missed 2 days of practice with a bad toe.
Mm-hmm.
Got Tyler Lockett, who's might not have a quarterback in there.
Certainly.
I got James Conner going against the tough Niners defense. Noah Brown with a backup quarterback, Case Keenum, mm-hmm. or Edwards-Helaire going against the crappy New England. I need two.
Yeah, I think, you said James Conner, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure because sometimes
against the Niners,
all the names sometimes I lose a little. But yeah, I know it's the Niners, but of those options, you know, the only thing I would I guess you could roll the dice on Achan if he's active. But you know, we've seen him leave games where he came in a little bit uncertain. You know, leave games with the injury. So you know, I'd have a hard time trusting Achan. So I think I'd go with Connor for safety. But if you want to, you know, if you feel like you need the home run, then Achan would be the play, assuming he's active. The other guys don't really interest me much over those two, Phil.
No, right. Noah Brown doesn't interest you.
No, not at all. Phil. Okay. Does he interest you? Do you feel good? Do you feel good saying his name? Because I don't.
Not with Case Keenum, no. All right, thanks. Jeff.
All right, thanks, Phil. Appreciate it. All right, 312-332-3776. One more segment to go here in the Fantasy Football Show on ESPN 1000.
You're listening to The Fantasy Football Show with Jeff Mellor. Jeff Mellor. Presented by Tullamore Dew on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Last segment to go here on the Fantasy Football Show, but don't go anywhere. Don't forget, local pregame coverage of the Bears and Browns starts right after we wrap up here with Fleck and Abdallah. And then, of course, you'll get the Bears pregame show with Sylvie, Lance Briggs, and Deion Miller. Bears-Browns game underway at 12, of course, noon. Network post with Peggy Kaczynski-Yerko, and then I will be back along with Jason McKee and Pat the Designer 2 hours after the game wraps up for your post-game show right here on your home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN 1000. All right, let's squeeze in a few more callers here before we close things out on the Fantasy Football Show again every Sunday morning during the football season from 7 to 8 a.m. Let's go on out to Muhammad, who's in Roselle. Muhammad, hey. What's going on, my man?
Hey, Jeff, good morning. Thanks for taking my call, man. I've been waiting to talk to you and get some expert advice here.
Love it. Let's go.
All right, I need two of the four here. This is a PPR. I've got Jerick McKinnon, Saquon, Aaron Jones, and Antonio Gibson. Mm-hmm. And the second part of my question,
Muhammad, let me go. Yep. Let me go. Barkley Gibson, pretty easily on those two.
Love it. And then the second one, I've got Zay Jones and Terry McLaurin. I need one of those guys.
I think I'm going to go McLaurin. You know, I don't love having two Commanders, but, you know, I don't trust Zay Jones yet. It's just been, you know, we're kind of living off of last year with him hoping he can find himself with, I know Christian Kirk being out is probably the reason you're intrigued by it, but I'm still betting on Terry McLaurin's talent.
It is, man. McLaurin killed me with that goose egg.
Yeah, I feel you.
Two games ago and just. Got to win this week, right?
You and everybody else listening, Muhammad, I get it. But this is where, like, I think, you know, you don't want to get too cute. I think you got to go with McLaurin. He's just a better player than Zay Jones, even though Zay Jones is a nice, solid guy. McLaurin's got big playability each and every week. Let's try Jamie, who's in Hammond. Jamie, what's up?
Hey, Jeff. Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Hey, I'm predicted to lose by a few. It's a PPR league, non-flex. I got either Trevor Lawrence or Derek Carr, Tyson Hill or Clement, and then I also have Olave or Godwin.
All right, so I'm going Lawrence in standard leagues. I guess I'm using Hill over Clement, and then I'm sorry, what was the last one, Jamie?
It's a PPR league.
Oh, it's okay. No, in PPR, then I'm using Komet.
Okay, and then either Olave or Godwin.
I think I'm going to go Godwin. I don't like the reports for Olave. Honestly, Jamie, I would be surprised, you know, Rap's report. I'd be surprised if Chris Olave is active, so I don't think it'll be a real decision. Anyway.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. Let's try.
We're coming up in the two-minute warning.
This is the two-minute warning.
And that'll take us to the two-minute warning.
All right, Fast and Furious, Arnold and Homewood, what do you got?
Sure, Ezekiel Elliott or Breece Hall.
I would go with the Ezekiel Elliott, Arnold, especially after what you saw last week. And if Ramondre Stevenson's still out, I'm going to use Zeke. How about Fat Mike, who's on the south side? Mikey.
Meller, how we doing, buddy?
Doing great, man. How about you?
Same stuff, different pile, buddy. Same stuff, different pile. So yesterday, Ja'Marr Chase hurt his shoulder, dislocated shoulder. I'm in trouble, buddy. I'm in trouble. I got to find something on the free agent wire, and there's not a whole hell of a lot there. I'm looking at Deontay Johnson. I'm looking at Douglas, Curtis Samuel, Mingo. I mean, I need something on this free agent wire. I have Njigba on the roster, but.
I assume you want to get ahead. Obviously, you're trying to get ahead of it for next week. You want to have like if you can pick up Douglas, I would grab him and stash him on the bench and kind of see how things go with Bailey Zappe. Obviously, you can't add Deontay Johnson, right? Because his game's already happened.
Right.
My preference is like Deontay over Douglas, but you probably can't do that because he's locked until next week. I would assume so.
Right.
I'd go with Douglas today. Throw him on your roster. That's a good little lesson though for folks out there. Just make sure that this morning, look through your bench, try and maximize the upside opportunity for guys. Throw them on your roster today so you don't have to fight through waiver wires next week if you can get ahead of it and be a little bit predictive when it comes to kind of looking ahead at next week. All right, that about does it for us right here on the Fantasy Football Show. Again, thanks for listening, everybody, every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Don't go anywhere. Bleck and Abdallah up next, getting you set for Bears and Browns. Want to say thanks to Charlie Bevan back in the studio. I'm Jeff Meller. I'll be back with your post-game show 2 hours after the Bears game wraps. Thanks for listening.
For listening to The Fantasy Football Show with Jeff Meller, presented by Tullamore Dew and brought to you in part by ETI School of Skilled Trades. Meller brings you informed fantasy advice every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on ESPN Chicago.